Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. So we're approaching the end of our program. We have a half an hour left, and this is the segment called Talk of the Town, where we talk about the town, Sabina. We talk about what's going on in the town, what programs, what upcoming events, things that are happening so that anybody in the town can attend. And this is the time we also call the Christina Lou half hour, because we have Christina Lou, who is the amazing producer of this radio show, and she is also the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for Project Independence. So, Sabina, we're going to find out from Christina what's going on.
What a great show this is. I mean, I was just on the phone with my friend because I'm already trying to plan a salt cave trip with my friends. I was like, oh my God, we need to go to this place. So it was really, I think it was so interesting, her segment. And I love finding out about new things, especially in North Hempstead. As you always say, we have such a wealth of different things that, you know, and you know, whether it's medicine or alternative medicine or entertainment, I mean, there's really a wealth of all different things. Nobody could really be bored in North Hempstead.
I think you can be bored.
I think we've really decided. And, of course, this is Jacobs and JCC is a great partner of ours. And they're doing a bunch of exciting initiatives that we're always, you know, want to promote here, too. So it's great. Everyone, there's great things going on in the community.
And you know what else is nice? It covers all ages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
No, and that's what's really wonderful, too. So it was great. And thank you, Rebecca, you know, for doing a fabulous job, filling in, as always, doing a great job.
Well, it's a lot of fun, I have to say. I can't lie. I'm not suffering here.
Good.
Very,
well, that's,
very
that's
enjoyable.
That's what I like to hear.
Very enjoyable.
And next week, we actually are going to have another great show. We have Tracy Kuzinski, who is... She does a wonderful resource guide, and I really want to promote it. It's called the Senior Advocate, and it's formerly called the Golden Guide. But the Senior Advocate book, she does it seasonally, and it's really a wealth of knowledge. I mean, all of us have it, like, on our desk. You know?
Right.
It's a good thing for us, and for seniors, too. So if you are interested also in getting this, please call 311. We have a bunch at our building, and I will certainly mail it out to you.
Please call us. We'd be happy to send you
these. Yeah, I mean, there's everything from home care to housing, emergency services, different durable equipment you can get. You know, if you know someone with Alzheimer's or dementia care, there's tons and tons of resources in here.
I see that we have reference for her next week, Senior Housing Advocate.
Yeah, so she's actually, so that's her specialty, like her direct specialty. So in talking to her about this, you know, I'd love to come on, so she's going to talk, because I mean, we certainly all know, back, how many times do we get that question?
It's an important
on housing options.
Important show to listen
absolutely.
To because there's certainly not enough, if any, affordable housing, let alone even housing for seniors.
Yeah.
So hopefully Tracy will have some really good
ideas
for us.
Will be wonderful. And then we have Mary Dale Walters, who's the SVP at All's Up, and she's actually going to be discussing applying for Social Security disability insurance, how to get it right the first time, which should be interesting. Yeah, so she actually reached out to us, so she'll be calling in for that. So it should be another great show. And I want to remind people, too, that if you ever miss a show, you're always able to access it on our website, TONH, projectindependence.net. You can still get to it from there. And then it's the northhempstead.gov. And then type in Project Independence, you'll get it. We have all of our radio shows archived there. And if obviously if you don't have access to a computer, I will be more than happy to make you a CD of whatever show you're interested in and send it over to you, too. So,
or actually, they can even email us and we could send them a link, would get them right there.
But I really recommend it because this show... we really have the ability to promote all the wonderful things going on in the community and just get the information out there. You know, that's always our motto in Project Independence, is really to kind of just get you prepared and knowledgeable before the emergency kicks in.
So I'm still like getting over shock that when you said I'd be interviewing or speaking with somebody, from a Port Salt cave. I have to be honest. I thought, well, I didn't know, like, maybe there's a mountain, there's a cave.
It's okay. I thought the same thing. 100%. I was like, what is this hidden treasure in Fort Washington? I was really, I thought we were going to, like, you know, some cave that we never knew about.
That's what everybody would think, because when I saw it, I thought, what is this? She decorated a room in her house, you know, or she took a store and she decorated it. And
yeah, but it's really, it's amazing. I was actually, during her interview, I was looking at her social media pages, and there's tons. It's really stunning looking, too. And they have a gift shop, which I love a gift shop, too.
I know. I think
so. I was like, that really was the final sale. I could buy stuff after this. So this is great. So it was
again,
really wonderful.
Her phone number is 516-439-4820. And we were speaking with Sue Sullivan. She is the owner of the Port Salt Cave. So, and it sounds like there's a lot of different options too. If you want to go in for one time, if you want to buy a series of, you know, experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all different combinations.
And it makes a nice gift for
a senior discount.
I like
too.
That, Sabine. It does. So, any one of my friends or family that are listening, it makes a wonderful gift.
Well,
so
you know, by the time you get to my age, you've given gifts your whole life and you've gotten gifts your whole life. And so you're always looking for something new.
Yeah.
And I think even young people want something
new.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget about the senior discount.
Yes.
Too. So it's a regular 45 minutes or $45, but for seniors it was 30. So that's a nice discount.
Yeah. Why not try it? What have you got to lose?
It is. Yeah. And I think, you know, because it's a fun new experience, too. And, I mean, the benefits were endless.
Yeah.
You know, it was always between skin and then your respiratory. It was like a whole, you know, combination of things. So it was really great.
I'm
glad that we had her
go.
On.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Also, I mean, I can't believe we are in September.
No.
It's officially
it isn't so.
Here. But, you know, fall is a lovely time. And I just want to remind people, too, that our Pioneer newsletter should hopefully be hitting sometime at the end of this month. And it's really geared towards preparing you for winter because, you know, we all know we had quite the rough winter.
Yeah. I like it because it's really about what Project Independence is about, and that's about planning.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
have to prepare for the winter. We have to prepare.
And so it's all really tied around in October, October 25th. We're having Getting Ready for Jack Frost, which is a seminar. We're going to have wonderful speakers, including our fabulous Shari Baton, who is our senior mobility manager. She's going to discuss traveling safely in the ice and snow, and she's going to be presenting with Eileen Bitar from AAA. So that's part of one aspect of it. Then we have Staying Healthy During the Winter Months, which is one of our fabulous nurses, Joanne Tricarico, and Margaret Gatsonis, who's our Zumba instructor, who is amazing. If anyone has met her, she is just an amazing person. So they'll be doing this staying healthy thing. And then we have Home Safety and Preparing Your Home for Winter. We have John Driscoll, who's the second assistant chief at the Carl Place Fire Department, and Jamie, do you want to say his last name? Luculano, I believe is his last name. He actually is the owner of Albertson Hardware. So they're really going to talk about just different tips and ways to kind of prepare your home for winter and safety-wise as well. So it's really trying to get the full picture of all this. And the Pioneer is going to be geared towards all those things and different checklists. You know, kits that you should have. I know everyone says, oh, you know, at the last minute you're running around, where's my candles, where's my battery, you know. So this way I keep everything in one place. And what I also encourage people to do as well is, you know, change the batteries of your smoke detectors. And we have a great program, which is the TRI Help at Home program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my absolute favorite partnerships because they come in and they will do these things for you. You know, so they'll come and change the batteries, change your light bulbs, you know, clean your gutters, do some light cleaning. It's really an amazing service. And I like when I see when people call seasonally, you know, they'll be putting the ACs in, taking the ACs out, you know, helping to move something into the basement. I mean, they do tons of amazing things and it's free to you. And it's a great program where they train disabled individuals. So
it's really great. I mean, it's like on the job training. So it's kind of helping to train somebody with disabilities.
Yeah, and it's beneficial really on both ends. You
right.
know, from the senior. And when I get the surveys that come back, I mean, hearing the difference it made in people's life. Because it's, you know, Sabine and I were talking during the break. You take a lot of things for granted. You know, it might be easy for me to jump up on the table and change a light bulb, but, you know, you're a senior, the ceilings right. are high. We certainly do not encourage you to go stand on little rinky-dink step stools.
And, you know, it's let's talk about the process. Mm-hmm. So how does somebody get minor home repair?
Right. So what essentially would happen, you know, you would call into 311 and say, listen, I need my gutters cleaned. So that creates a service request. Paulie Yule, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, or myself will get it, and we'll send it to whoever the mm-hmm. social worker is of that region. So then it's connected to our PI social worker, who's with you throughout the whole process of this. Mm-hmm. I want to remind people. They call the Help at Home program. They schedule work on you to schedule a date. They come in. You know, this checklist is filled out. And then the work is done, and once the work is completed, you fill out a survey, and it gets sent to us. And if ever there's some kind of issue, which is extremely rare, or you're unhappy with whatever it was, I immediately contact Help at Home, and then they work. They usually come back. So it's really a wonderful collaborative process, and I really recommend that people do it because it's something that you can use it 3 times a year, the program. So a lot of people save up, you know, a bunch of jobs. Like, you know, you can get your windows cleaned on the first floor, you know, your gutters cleaned on the first floor.
What about air conditioning? Are they
That's, you know, now I'm sure we're going to be getting the calls too. I mean, listen, it's hot. Who knows? Yeah. It might be pushed.
Maybe in November.
But, you know, we will get the calls, you know, to remove the ACs because we got a lot of calls to put the ACs in.
Excuse me. I have a question.
Yes.
And I'm very involved with Project Independence, but I don't listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. So I know you two young mm-hmm. ladies are on, and it's for seniors, and it's helpful information. I think that most seniors don't realize, you know what, I'm going to have the air conditioners covered for the winter, I'm going to have this done. I think they should take a pencil and paper and just leave it in every room. And as they're walking through the mm-hmm. room and they see something that makes them think of something, mark these things down.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I do that now. Yeah. I have a pencil. So let's hear. I mean, because there's a lot on your mind. And I think that's a wonderful idea because when you notice these things, mark it down and remember because with a program like this, you know, you can call and have multiple things done at one time.
We do send a social worker to the house.
Right.
So they come and they may actually make suggestions
too
or kind of think anything else. So they do work with one of our community social workers.
Well, I guess they request a social worker, right?
Well, so immediately. So if you're requesting to utilize this program.
Why do they request the social worker?
Well, they don't request the social worker. It's on our end because we want to be involved in the process just in case there's any kind of question
okay.
or whatever might happen.
Yeah.
So they're just calling
right.
to say I need my gutters cleaned. And, you know, our project is really your advocate and your person that will sit there and facilitate the process with you. So that's why the only reason why the social work. And what's great, too, is that while they're there, you might say, listen, I have other questions about something else. So it really it opens the door to
right.
a lot, too, which is and, you know, a more intensive services we provide. Are rebuilding together, which is also a home maintenance thing, but this is for individuals who it's income based, the program, but it's really amazing. I mean, we've had ramps put in
right.
for people, grab bars, they fix small, you know, and there's nothing that you can't ask for, and they might not be able to provide it, but they have people they can refer you to that can provide those services.
And
so I think
may,
when in doubt,
it may seem strange to you.
Yeah.
That now you want this, but it isn't to somebody.
Yeah, and that's what you always should call 311 or 869-6311 and ask that question.
And so now we have about 25 seconds to our first break. And so we've been talking a lot about the programs and services
yes.
of Project Independence and also townwide. And when we come back, we'll learn a little bit more of what's happening in the town, townwide. We'll be right back.